I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Alma Gall takes a look at urban revitalization in Davenport. She tells it through the story of a family familiar to the city, a family that made an investment Gall says few would be willing to make.
The story starts with Ed Winborn. He is named no one around here because he was a Scott County supervisor for many years and also Davenport mayor for one term. He and his wife, Sandy, kind of a widely known artist, they have lived here a long time. They're in their 70s. They were kind of settled in their home in the village of East Davenport. But every so often, Ed would drive by his home where he grew up, which is in the area of 14th and Gaines on the west side of Davenport. And he could see that that neighborhood that he had grown up in that was so strong and solid was deteriorating. The houses were falling into disrepair. In some cases, they were abandoned. But he always looked at the house where he grew up. And one day he went by and it said there was a sign and it was for auction. And so he and his wife talked and they said, well, we'll go to this auction and we'll pay up to $20,000 for this house that had been his childhood home and that, in fact, his grandfather had built. And so they went and they ended up getting this house for $17,500 because, and it's a wonderful house, you know, spacious and much woodwork and sturdy and solid, but because of the neighborhood it's in and it's been devalued. So they decided they would just do what they could as individuals to turn that house around and maybe turn the neighborhood around. There was next to them, when they bought the childhood home, a vacant and boarded up duplex that had had a fire. And they thought, well, this is not a good property to have next to us. We'll buy that too and fix it up. So they did. They bought that, fixed it up, are renting it out. It has a duplex too. So they have actually then made two improvements, their own house that they're living in and this rental property next to them. And they are trying to get together some of their kind of mover and shaker friends to see, you know, just what, you know, could be done to reinvest in these neighborhoods and can provide really affordable, good, safe, decent housing for people.
And I understand a couple aldermen have some ideas on how to encourage revitalization.
Yes, they do. That is, you know, and that's always the question. What can we do? What can we do? How can we turn this around? And so Alderman Rita Rawson and Alderman Marion McGinnis both ran on the kind of platform of urban revitalization in the core area. You know, our downtown has been revitalized greatly with the making of loft apartments in some of the what had been vacant warehouses and other spaces. And so they would like to see that kind of reinvestment move up the hill, maybe, you know, one house at a time. One thing that would help, and those two women are really pushing this, would help is if things could be changed a little bit so that maybe the city could step in using current laws already on the books to get houses away from people who are not fixing them up and making them available earlier to people who might want to redevelop them, you know, make money, yes, but fix them up and make them available either for sale or rental before they get to the point where they have holes in the roof and mold and critters and problems like that. So that's one thing. Also, maybe, you know, some city money, maybe set aside some funds from the next TIF districts that get made, set aside a little funds for urban revitalization, maybe a bond issue. They have some good ideas for how to really promote that.
Is there anything else our listeners should know about revitalization in Davenport?
Just that there are a lot of groups already working, you know, nonprofits, Neighborhood Housing Service, Habitat for Humanity, Rebuilding Quad Cities. There are really a good number of organizations that are already working. And that's not to say that their efforts, you know, haven't made a difference as they have. But maybe, so it's not like the wheel has to be reinvented here. There are some models, there are some people already, you know, on the ground with much knowledge already working. They've seen what works, what doesn't work, who needs to get involved. And so that's another piece. I certainly didn't want to say that there's nothing happening, because there is. It just maybe needs to be a bigger push, more momentum going. So that's another piece I wanted to bring up. And then also just I wanted to explain to people it's a little bit mysterious sometimes about how properties, if the owner is not paying the taxes, then what happens? They sell tax certificates, the taxes get paid, but the person who bought the tax certificate really doesn't want the property, they just want the investment and so forth. So some certain institutional things though that I tried to explain, that they're kind of terms that get thrown out that maybe people don't understand really well. I know I didn't.
Thanks for your time, Alma.
You're welcome.
That's Quad City Times reporter Alma Gall. You can read more about what's being done and what could be done to help breathe new life into vacant Davenport homes in this Sunday's edition of the Quad City Times or online at qctimes.com.